The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. We begin this holy campaign of Lent, and it's a good time to go fishing. Why? Because there's a great myth that applies to our time. It's called the myth of the Fisher King. You've heard of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, a great myth from Western civilization. And part of that myth is the Fisher King. Who is the Fisher King? Well, you know that the Holy Grail was what all the knights were after, and the Holy Grail was the chalice that held the precious blood of Jesus at the Last Supper. Joseph of Arimathea, according to the legend, took the chalice, and it was passed on, ended up in Brittany, and through the generations, there were guardians of the great Holy Grail. And the Fisher King was one of these guardians. And so he was the king of a particular a place with a palace, and in his palace was the Holy Grail, and he had to protect it and guard it and serve. But as time went on, he got lazy. He forgot what his real task was. He enjoyed his palace. He enjoyed sumptuous meals. He enjoyed company. And before long, he just forgot what he was supposed to be guarding. And he, because of that, he ended up being sloppy, and he inflicted himself with a terrible wound in the thigh. This is the Fisher King. So bad was the wound, he could never stand up. And so all the Fisher King could do was sit in a boat and fish in a small pond near his palace. He would go out every day and fish because he couldn't stand up to get on a horse. He couldn't stand up to do any work. His kingdom was becoming a wasteland because it was neglected. And he would just fish every day, forgetting all along what it was his task was. And if you remember, the first image of Christianity was not a cross, actually, it was a fish. And so the whole time as he's fishing, he's trying to remember, what was it I was supposed to do all along? And he's suffering from the wound. The only cure, one of the knights of the Round Table had to find his hidden palace. And once he found it, he had to go before the Fisher King and ask the secret question. And if he asked the right question, the Fisher King would be healed. And the question was, "Whom do you serve?" And the Fisher King was supposed to remember, "Ah, I serve Christ." And he would be healed, and his kingdom would be restored. And so that was part of the task of the Knights of the Round Table. Find this palace, find the Fisher King, find the Holy Grail, and ask the secret question. And so we are in a season of fishing. Because While we have wounds in life that other people inflict, a lot of wounds are self-inflicted, like the Fisher King, because we forget whom we serve. And we go off task, and we become distracted, and we become possessive, and we become proud, and we become angry and unforgiving. And so we need to be healed. And the question is, whom do you serve? That's the question we have to ask during Lent. This first reading from the prophet Joel is concerning the people of the Old Testament, the Jewish people, Israel. They were created as the people of God, the people of the promise, the chosen ones who were meant to serve God and to bring his law into the world. And they kept forgetting, like we all do. We sin and we forget. And so God sent them knights, prophets, to remind them, whom do you serve? And they kept forgetting. And so we heard in this first reading, Joel is reminding them, even now, says the Lord, if you return to the Lord with your whole heart, with fasting, weeping, and mourning, he will accept you. All the nations around Israel, as it declined in significance, all the nations mocked them by asking, where is your God? Look at, we've got this great empire. Our gods are taking care of us. Where's your God? And so that was the secret question for the Israelites. Where is your God? What do you invest your trust in? Whom do you serve? And by remembering that, the prophets coming to them constantly, they were able to awaken, to realize and remember who they were as the chosen people. And so that's what Lent is for us. Whom do we serve? Can we remember that? Can we be healed from our self-inflicted wounds? Jesus offers us three ways, traditional ways, to be healed from our possessiveness. Almsgiving. There are others. Remember them. From our pride, when you pray, do it in secret. Humility. The Father will see you. Don't worry about what everyone else thinks. Pray so that your time is not given away to all kinds of wrong activities, like those images I need to see on the computer. Take your freedom back from that, the Lord reminds us. And finally, as we fast and we pray, that we are healed of all of this possessiveness, of this pride, of this sense that my time belongs to other things that need to be served other than the Lord. And so thank God for the gift of this holy season of Lent, for the healing night that Jesus is for us, and the question that he puts to us that we ask and we answer now and through this whole season of Lent, whom do we serve? Amen. May it be the Lord.